Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in upstate. It is a Friday edition of Straight Up with Sturge. Diesel and I are live in the studio, and it looks like we're going to run you up till 5:30 p.m. when we give way to the Clemson Sports Network with their coverage of Tiger baseball. The tarp is off the field at Doug Kingsmore Stadium, and it looks like Clemson and the Notre Dame Fighting Irish are going to be able to get together in baseball. So, again, we'll run you up till 5:30, give in to them. And then Monday we'll be back with a big show at Smoke on the Water, Diesel. Me and a couple buddies as we break down the brackets. But, again, I'm going to remind you on my Twitter feed as well as at ESPN Upstate, as well as my Facebook page, it is now open, our bracket challenge contest. You can go ahead and get registered, make your picks. And the great part about it, it's just simply we're going to have winners after every round. We added some new stuff yesterday thanks to the people at V's Barbershop, who are the sponsor of our ESPN Upstate Bracket Challenge. But some of their neighbors have now thrown in some gift cards. So just keeps getting better and better. As we like to say, you can't win it if you're not in it. So make sure you go to ESPNUpstate.com and get in our Bracket Challenge contest. But Diesel, I don't know how you top, having the Rise guys at Dave and Buster's. Is Mark Ryan just did? I could think of some smack talk. Dude, I would smack talk you on the Papa Shot machine right now. You know what I mean? Because the one thing I know I couldn't do is play skee ball. Anyway, I think that could have been a lot of fun. But I want to do this for the first time, and I want to get it right. This is an ESPN Upstate breaking news powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. Diesel, right before we get on the air, your App State Mountaineers cut Jim Fox loose, your basketball coach, after 5 years. So I just wanted to get this right for the first time since we started it today. But, hey, anytime you can – Mercedes-Benz A-Class, one time, somewhere down the line, Diesel, I will refer to you as a Mercedes-Benz A-hole. You know what I mean? But Jim Fox, your App State Mountaineers, let go after 5 seasons. So does that mean – because you were sitting there telling me when I was down at V's yesterday, you had the construction – of App State's football building going up in the end zone and what all they were pulling out. Is this a sign that Sunbelt money is paying off for the Mountaineers and they may make a move to get higher up into the Sunbelt basketball rankings?
Well, we can't get much lower.
That's true.
That's for sure. I mean, you know, App State has been in the dregs of Sunbelt basketball since we got there. And the hope was, you know, hiring a Davidson disciple, the program that was doing pretty dang well there for quite a long time, he would be a guy who would be able to bring some really good talent, a different brand of basketball to Boone, and it hasn't taken off. And in the winter months, I'm telling you, man, it's hard to get people to come out to basketball games, but that's not an excuse. There are plenty of schools in cold climates who students show out for
Syracuse
in big ways. So trying to say that, oh, it's cold and they don't want to walk to the arena. I mean, it's on campus, for crying out loud. They won't walk somewhere on campus when it's cold. Give me a break.
Same argument from Clemson basketball fan right now. I'll go support them when they start winning. You know, what comes
first?
That's
a loser mentality.
What's the chicken or the egg? So I don't know what's going on when it comes to that. But it'll be interesting to see who's out there. It also kind of proves my point. When it comes to hiring a coordinator, if you will, which that's what you got back in the day with Bob McKillop's assistant coach at Davidson, that's why I always say it's a 50-50 proposition if that's going to pay off or not. And that's why, you know, Georgia, with what they've done with Kirby Smart, they're extremely lucky right now. And the fact that there's a coordinator that had never been a head coach before and it's paid off. But for every time that move works, sometimes it doesn't. And I was talking with our Ohio State buddies yesterday, Chris Smith and everybody. And, dude, they think the best thing that's now happened to Ryan Day, the first-year head coach at Ohio State, is Urban Meyer's been hired by that equivalent of Fox Sports. They're doing a game day show to try to cut into ESPN, and Urban Meyer's going to be one of the guys on stage. Well, the best thing for Ryan Day is not to have Urban Meyer in Columbus when he loses his first game, because you know what the reaction's going to be. Hell, Urban's still here. Bring him back. So I think that will be a good move for Ryan Day moving forward. All right, here's what's coming up between now and 5:30 when we give way to Don Munson and the Clemson Sports Network. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by our good buddy Taj Boyd for multiple reasons. But number one, he's having his gala tonight over at the Loft. We're going to tell you how you can get in on the bidding of some of the auction items. You don't even have to be there. We'll tell you about that. Also, if you want to make a contribution to the Taj Boyd Foundation, we'll let you know how to do that. I love this statement. You know, the mission statement is empowering, enabling, and enabling youth in South Carolina to overcome adversity through education, mentoring, and character development for the long-term betterment of their lives and community. So, you know, we're always so proud of Taj. So he's going to join up with us because, Diesel, you go back and look at in the day, who knows how it plays out, because, you know, it was definitely an upward trajectory for Clemson football. But what happens if that pass on 4th and 16 in the Chick-fil-A Bowl falls incomplete and Clemson loses? I still maintain they use that win over LSU to gain confidence against a physical team, and that was sort of the final trigger over the hump, if you will. They come back, knock off Ohio State in the Orange Bowl in Taj Boyd's final game. But, yeah, that 4th and 16 play, I mean, when all's said and done, that will go down as the Steve Fuller to Jerry Butler pass in Columbia in 1977, those kind of iconic memories when it comes to Clemson Tiger baseball. Also, you got ACC tournament action tonight up in Charlotte. Dude, I would pay money to go see these two matchups. It's 7 p.m. in Charlotte. You got Florida State. They're number 12 in the country, 26-6 overall. They're taking on number 2 Virginia, who is 29-2. And then, of course, the nightcap, all anybody's wanting to talk about right now, Diesel. Number 5 Duke, 27-5 on the year, versus number 3 North Carolina, 27-5 on the year. Earlier today, LSU lost to Florida. It looks like the Gators, with two consecutive wins in Nashville, have sealed up an NCAA tournament bid. And right now, South Carolina is looking to advance and play the Florida Gators tomorrow. The Gamecocks and Auburn are on the court right now. They are tied, I believe, at 22. So we'll keep you updated between now and 5:30, because that game should at least be into the final 5 minutes or so by the time we get off the air. But Silva has come out for the Gamecocks, hit some big shots, and, of course, A.J. Lawson back for the Gamecocks. That's a huge bonus as well. And, you know, that's what it is, a lot of conference tournament action. I promise you, if I can stay up tonight, Diesel, I'm watching Zion and Duke versus North Carolina, because I'm not going to go into I was off. I get it. And listen, some people were offended by my comments last week or earlier this week. How in the world is Zion the most valuable player of the Atlantic Coast Conference when you miss 5 entire games and basically a 6 with the blown out shoe? Of course, you know, some people will argue, look at what they did over those 6 games. They go 3-3. That proves to you how valuable he is. I get it. And I wasn't knocking his talent level or anything else. I just kind of, you know, a guy that misses a third of your schedule is the MVP. Well, I saw it in a different way last night. Zion's the MVP when it comes to putting eyeballs on the television set and all. I was out with some buddies, and we counted it. Zion gets his first score on a dunk. They showed that dunk live one time. Within 5 minutes of that dunk, they had shown the replay 9 times on ESPN. So, I mean, there's no doubt when it comes to MVP as far as being most valuable person when it brings eyeballs to the set is Zion Williamson. Again, I wasn't trying to knock his ability. I just don't think that missing 6 games, you can be the MVP. You can be the rookie of the year, but we'll see. But, man, last night, I mean – Dude, when Nike has the update on what kind of shoes Zion Williamson is wearing going across the scroll on the television set, you're now getting into a level I can't even begin to comprehend, Diesel. I mean, updates on tennis shoes of 19-year-old freshmen at Duke, that's when you know you're in a different stratosphere, and that's when you know Zion Williamson is probably going to set the record for a rookie wage when it comes to a shoe contract here in about the next 6 months. You buying what I'm selling there? There's been that much interest in what he is wearing. So, when we come back, we're going to talk to Taj Boyd. After that, it's going to be open phones till we get out of here at 5:30. We'll take your help. Sorry, I'm not battling Diesel's illness here. By the way, Diesel, you look a little fresher. You still have a couple of black rings under the eyes, and it's not from me beating on you and telling you I'm number one. But I see a little bit of rejuvenation coming back into your eyes, and the circles aren't so thick. So are you feeling a little bit better?
Yeah, I'd say I'm back to about 90%.
Okay. Well, I can't feel anything. I can't feel anything in my throat. My head is dead, literally. I had a doctor's appointment.
Figuratively.
Yeah. Well, most people would say I was brain dead all the time, and my wife would not debate you on that. But I had a doctor's appointment earlier where they had to spray all the stuff up your nose and deaden it and send TV cameras up your nostrils and down the back of your throat and everything. And I'll have to go on. And, you know, mostly good news. And I told you, I'm going to share this with you real quick. You want to know what I learned today? My neck is a lot like the Korean peninsula, all right? This is what I mean. You got North Korea and South Korea. Diesel, what separates those two countries? You probably watched enough on YouTube or, you know, A&E or something to know that there's something that separates them.
A line on a map?
Yeah, it's the demilitarized zone. So 90% of what I got going on is on the correct side of the demilitarized zone, but we got to go in next week and just check a couple of things that haven't made the escape from North Korea to South Korea, if you will. But no, that's what it kind of came down to picture-wise of what was going on today. And listen, that was interesting. But again, I can't feel my throat, my head, anything else. So you can get in with us after Taj Boyd and let us know what you think, because we got big day of basketball. We got NFL announcements going on. Ryan Tannehill traded from the Miami Dolphins. Diesel, name one NFL team that doesn't have a quarterback on their roster right now. It is the Miami Dolphins. Don't tell me that they aren't getting ready to go in full blow for Kyler Murray, because they kept the Miami Dolphins staff in Norman the other day after Oklahoma's pro day, in which he worked out, just to meet with Kyler Murray. The next day, they trade Ryan Tannehill, their current starting quarterback, who, you know, is very mediocre, but they trade Ryan Tannehill to the Tennessee Titans with a 6th-round draft pick. What the Dolphins get in return are a 2019 7th-round pick and a 2020 4th-round pick. Hey, if that's the case, Carolina Panthers, why didn't you get in on that, knowing that Cam Newton, who is now a vegan, saw that in his YouTube clip today, knowing that there's still an issue possibly when it comes to that shoulder. I think that was a great move by the Tennessee Titans, because Marcus Mariota battles some injury issues as well. So I thought that when I saw that one go down, the first thing popped in my head, that might have been a good move for the Carolina Panthers to make. But Taj Boyd, from the former Clemson quarterback, the Taj Boyd Foundation Gala tonight. We'll talk with him when we come back. After that, it's open phones till 5:30. It's Clemson Notre Dame baseball. Welcome back in. Let's go to the guest line. It's our buddy Taj Boyd. He's got a big night tonight. It's the Taj Boyd Gala over at the Loom in Simpsonville. And Taj, as I mentioned earlier, your foundation message is for empowering and enabling the youth in South Carolina to overcome adversity through education, mentoring, character development for the long-term betterment of lives and our communities. And this is a way for us to come together tonight, celebrate with a lot of Clemson players, and raise some money to make a difference here in the community.
Yeah, I tell you what, man, That was a long bio. And I guess to put it shortly, man, we're just trying to leave this place better than we found it, you know. Serge, appreciate you, my man. Diesel, appreciate you calling in and getting me on board, man.
Well, listen, I hit you up because of what went down today. I was just sharing. Yeah. I'm doing a show with a numb neck and a throat right now. But, Taj, Teresa and I made our donation. We knew that there might be not the chance, and people can go do that by going to TeamTaj.com in the foundation. You can make a donation, or even better, it still shows up as a donation, but the auction tonight at the event, people can take part of it online, and you can just simply text TB Gala 2019 to 52182 and get involved. Yeah. And that's a donation plus. I mean, I saw you got a national championship helmet signed by Dabo Swinney. If you're a South Carolina fan, guess what? There's Gamecock memorabilia there as well. So women, men, everybody are covered.
Yeah, man, we got stuff for all kinds of kinds, man. The actual event is going to be held in Simpsonville at the Loom.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to my man, the famous Dean Cox.
The hat.
The hat, baby. You know, so he's letting us get an opportunity to use his facility, man. But yeah, we got some really cool pieces. I think we got some one of one kind of pieces, some one of a kind stuff. If you want to bid on it, add something to the man cave, you know, buy something as a gift for somebody else, and go check it out. You can go to the website, tbgala2019.givesmart.com. And that's tbgala2019.givesmart.com. Don't think you're going to find too many things like we got, man, but more important than that, you know, this is about making sure that we're having the opportunity to continue to impact the community that surrounds us, man, and
now,
taking care of the home front.
Yeah, so. You know, stop for a moment, and we'll get to that at the end. But, you know, a lot of Clemson fans really need to think of the number 4th and 16, and we'll get to that. But I'm looking at a picture of you here, and I've gotten to know you in both on and off the field as a friend and everything else. But as happy as I know Taj Boyd is, you seem the biggest smile on your face when you're actually out in these elementary schools talking to these kids and making a difference with them.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what it's about, man. Like, and Serge, we've talked, man. We really only have so much time here mm-hmm. on Earth in general, man. And the experiences that we go through and the things that we learn along the way, we're doing everybody a disservice if we don't continue to share that with the people that are younger than us mm-hmm. and the people that can learn from us. And really, man, it's just about caring about the next person, man. It's just the basic qualities of life, people taking care of people and loving your neighbor, man. And, you know, we're trying to establish these roots, continue to grow here so that we can continue to spread that message throughout this whole entire upstate. I didn't know that this place was going to become, you know, a foothold for me or, mm-hmm. or going to become home for me, but it has. And I'm so thankful for that because, I mean, I've been able to come across people that have impacted me in ways that I would never have imagined, and vice versa. You know, mm-hmm. whether it's going out to Outback Steakhouse or whether it's going to what was the spot we used to hit, man, that shut down now.
Rendezvous, the Gamecock Bar, the first time I've ever seen you tell me I was number one, and it wasn't with your index finger. So, all right, Taj. So again, you know, we're trying to make a difference in the community, but you said it. This is your home. You didn't know, you know, you're originally from the 757 Thebes High School up in the Virginia Beach area and that kind of stuff. But, you know, people ask me, and then Coach Spurrier back in March goes, hey, when he announced that he was going to be the Orlando coach of the AAF, we did an interview with him. He said, one of my first phone calls is going to be to Taj Boyd. This is your home, and this you're working. You're part of the project over at Clemson Lakeside Lodge with Leighton Cubbage, but this has become your home. Did you ever have that itch? Because you told me one time, I'm satisfied.
Yeah, and you're talking about as far as relocating? Or
you
talking
just
about
getting
as far
back
as
into it. You know what I mean? I'm sure you had some interest with these new leagues and all, but I think you just decided this is how you make a difference here in the upstate as well as with your life.
Yeah, you know, and there's times, man, I'd be lying if I was like, man, this would be nice to get out there and toss a couple balls around. But, you know, I'm just every day legitimately just trying to find a way to be present where I'm at, mainly because of past experiences that I had mentally where, you know, I'm looking back in hindsight and I'm trying to figure out what I could have did better or looking forward too much to the future and trying to, you know, figure out if it's as clear as I want it to be. So, man, I just take it day to day, man, just try to take it easy and just try to legitimately maximize each day, whether that's thinking positive thoughts, whether it's trying to get up early enough to make sure I get my workouts in, and whether it's just surrounding myself with the right people on a daily basis, man. So,
well, you've done that, and we are proud of you. But let me ask you, I mean, you hit me up from California back in January. You said – it got to you, I think, about 24 hours before the championship game. You bought your ticket, plane ticket. You were headed out there. Do you ever have that moment? I mean, because we all can look through the mirror. I had a long conversation the other night with our friend Adrian Branch about some things when it came to Len Bias. Do you ever stop and think about what that one play meant to not only the fan base, but maybe the program and the Chick-fil-A Bowl, 4th and 16, because that was to me the final nail in the coffin for Clemson football that said we can go out there and compete with the most physical teams in the country.
Yeah, man. I think at this point I understand the magnitude. Mm-hmm. Just because, again, I mean, you know, as a player, you know, we have an obligation to the rest of the guys too to make this place, you know, a habitable environment, you know, a place that other guys want to come and play at. And the thing is when you're in that locker room, you spend more time with those guys than you spend with anybody. You know, in the summer the coaches are gone, so it's just your guys. In the winter the coaches are gone, so it's just your guys. So during the school year you barely see your parents. You know, so you got those guys that surround you from day to day. You can tell what they're.
All right. Again, Diesel's going to call. Somebody called in there. We hit the button by accident. But this much I will tell Taj is while Diesel's trying to get him back that the Sturgis family is proud of him. Papa Sturge, Mama Sturge, they will be making their donations as well. And, you know, here's the thing. I am so proud of the simple fact that he can, you know, continue to make a difference. Taj, real quickly, I was telling you my dad hit me up, said you will be getting a donation from Papa Sturge and Mama Sturge and the Sturgis family like normal. And, listen, you know, there are two older people that are 84 years old that I hope you realized in some way that you've made a difference in their lives as well. So the ability for you to get out there and continue and make a difference is just getting started for you, my friend.
Yeah. Oh, for sure, man. And that's one thing. I mean, people could tell, you know, somebody's fabricating something from not, man. And it's really just about being genuine. Mm-hmm. So many times, you know, all we hear are words and conversation. And I just want to make sure that I'm doing my part. And, you know, that's why, you know, I've always enjoyed having a conversation with you. You're as honest as it comes, you know. If you feel like that person's maxing it out, then you'll tell them that. If you feel like there's more on the table, then you'll tell them that. And I think it's our duty as people to continue to do that with the people that we're around every day as well. So that way, I mean, we live, to be completely honest, man, and I'm not trying to get all philosophical
that's
here.
That's all right.
We live on a basis of somewhere like a comparative analysis, you know. It's always looking to that next person, seeing what they got, seeing what they don't have, or just comparing ourselves to everybody on a daily basis, not realizing that it's just up to us to continue to try to improve our days every day. Because when we come in alone, and when we die alone. And, man, I tell you what, if you try to get the most out of yourself every day, man, everybody would be better for it, you know?
Well, listen, again, have a blast tonight. You're, you know, a lot of Clemson players. TBGala2019.givesmart.com is how you can get in and make bids on that. And people, don't forget, you buy something, you can charge it off to the IRS as a donation. So you can make just a straight donation or get involved with the auction. Either way, you're going to allow more backpacks to be bought, more people to go to school this fall with a full backpack. Taj, you know we love you here at ESPN Upstate. You know the Sturgis family loves you as well. And, dude, we are so proud of you. We just want you to know that.
Thanks, man. Well, look, thank you, man. I appreciate you. I think you know my man Shea Tolbert. Mm-hmm. You know, say I appreciate you tuning in and listening. You know, Sturge, you're the man, bro. I'm proud of you, man. I'm thankful for you, all right?
All right. Thank you, Taj. Y'all have a blast tonight. And listen, I'll send Diesel this link. I can't do three things, and I can't walk and chew gum right now at the same time. But I'll send him this link, and we'll make sure we get it up on our Facebook page and ESPN Upstate page. But here's the deal. We're going to open up the phone lines, 844-GSP-ESPN. Do the Miami Dolphins – first of all, we'll give you an update on the South Carolina basketball game in the SEC tournament. They finished the first half just like they started. No, it wasn't nothing. 36-36. They are tied, the Auburn Tigers in the South Carolina Gamecocks. But we'll open up the phone lines. Zion Williamson, was he an MVP? Or this trade by the Miami Dolphins, you get rid of Ryan Tannehill. Now you have no quarterbacks. Does this mean you're all in on Kyler Murray? So NFL free agency's happening all over the place. Earlier today, the Dolphins trade their only quarterback away, Ryan Tannehill, to the Tennessee Titans with a six-rounder. We talk about the running back position being overvalued in the NFL, or undervalued, however you want to look at it if you're a running back. I would have thought a former starting quarterback that makes a nice backup there with an option with Marcus Mariota and his previous health issues, if you will, would be more valuable, Diesel, than a seventh-round pick this year and a fourth-round pick next year. I mean, that is a great move by the Tennessee Titans. In number two, as soon as I saw that and saw what the Titans gave up, I was thinking that was a great move for the Panthers. They could have done that, because we did see a new video today by Cam Newton, where he's now gone vegan, and he's getting some specialized treatment on his shoulder and all. But just like we heard from Mick Mixon, the voice of the Carolina Panthers, there was no doubt at the end of last year that Cam Newton's shoulder was worn out. The New Orleans Saints knew it. Everybody else knew it. And guess what? Until he can start throwing consistently in a training camp situation, I'm not counting on Cam Newton being a quarterback or an effective quarterback. You know what I mean? And Diesel, the thing is, he's now age-wise limited by what he can do. He can no longer be at 30 years old the quarterback he was in the league at 23. He'll get eaten up by it. Number two, he can't take those type of flips and landing on that shoulder as well. So I thought this would have been a great, great move for the Panthers to make, and congratulate Tennessee. Listen, they know who their starting quarterback is. It's Marcus Mariota, but go back and look through the last few years, and guess what? Guess what? He's been hurt. This will be an effective backup, no doubt about it. I mean, the Panthers had that back in the day with Derek Anderson, which is no longer a case. But if you have not heard, you know, obviously Thomas Davis leaves after 14 years. He signs with the Chargers. And now Devin Funchess, he's gone. He's with the Colts on a one-year, $10 million contract. Basically, $7 million of that guaranteed as long as he makes the roster. And then finally, local Clemson product in Greenville and Christchurch product, place kicker Chandler Cantanzaro, who had come in and filled in for Graham Gano when he was injured. Cantanzaro has signed to go back and kick for the New York Jets. So a lot of different – seems like more people phasing out right now than phasing in when it comes to the Carolina Panthers for this upcoming season. So it's going to be interesting. But the other thing is – we had some Cleveland Browns talk on the show yesterday, Diesel, with Chris Smith and another guy who's walking out who turns out he's from Cleveland. And most people are saying, hey, man, Cleveland, the Browns, they're in it this year. My problem is I'll believe it when I see it. Number one, it's Cleveland. Number two, there's one football. Number three, there's a lot of personalities. And was this the smartest comment Baker Mayfield has ever made, Diesel, in describing a situation, or was this a bad choice of words when he talked with the media earlier today? Talking about the offensive, because you remember he's got Kareem Hunt, who was announced today, He will miss the first eight games to serve, you know, for domestic assault and all. The running back with the Chiefs. Remember, they got Nick Chubb as well. Now they got Odell Beckham Jr., Jarvis Landry, and Baker Mayfield at quarterback. But tell me if this was the smartest choice of words. Baker Mayfield, when describing the offense earlier today, quote, "This offense will be pick your poison." I think there's a lot of pick your poison in that locker room. You know what I mean? Whether it's ganja, alcohol, whatever. But I just thought that was an interesting choice of words from Baker Mayfield. We will pick your with this offense, you will pick your poison. The thing is that's the one thing that I'm afraid can hold back this Cleveland Browns football team. One bad attitude in that locker room, and man, there's a lot of people that are going to be competing for that number one ego. Now, the great thing about it, even though it's a first-year head coach, I really do think the Browns have a good situation when it comes to Freddie Kitchens. No, it's not because he played quarterback at Alabama. It's because the guy is cool, calm, and collected. He is an old-school coach. He's going to criticize these guys, but he's going to get to know them and gain their trust before he does it. And listen, to be a successful coach at the high school, the college, or even the pro level, you got to have the ability to tell the truth. And if you can't do that, the guys are never going to listen to you. But if you gain their trust and you do it in the right way, you'll be a coach in the NFL for a long, long time to come. So, going to be interesting. But pick your poison seemed extremely interesting to me when it comes to that adjective to describe the upcoming offense with the Cleveland Browns. You can get in with us, 844-GSP-ESPN. Don't forget, 97.7 right here in Greenville, 97.1 in Spartanburg, 1330 AM down in the Anderson-Clemson area. And, of course, you can catch us wherever you go with the radio.com app. Just dial up ESPN Upstate. You can take us wherever you want to go. But, listen, it's Friday. It's Selection Sunday. This weekend, guess what? Guess what? You need to get in at ESPNUpstate.com on our bracket challenge brought to you by V's Barbershop. We'll come back with open phones in the final segment of this hour. Gator Neal, hold through. I think y'all just punched your bid to the NCAA tournament. All right, welcome back in. It looks like baseball will take place. First pitch at 6 p.m., and we'll leave here at 5:30. But Gator Neal wants to talk about those Cleveland Browns. Gator Neal, I hope you're doing well. Congratulations. I think the Gators punched their ticket. But tell me about these Browns.
You know, sir, this is why I love your show, man, because you actually don't mind to call it what it is. People are already ready to anoint the Browns as a Super Bowl contender. They're fifth as far as Vegas odds now. Forget the fact of what you just said, which I agree with. One bad personality in that locker room, and people don't realize in team sports how big the locker room is, mm-hmm. especially in football. The other thing is Baker Mayfield hasn't proven anything yet. He proved it for a half of a year. He played well in those games. But if you look at he played two poor games against Baltimore, he put up 12 and then 24. He had three interceptions in the second game. He played poorly against the Chargers, the San Diego Chargers, the LA Chargers, whatever the hell they are. He put up 14 in that game. He put up 18 in Pittsburgh, including a late touchdown, I believe. I remember that because I had the under in that game, you know, just for entertainment purposes only. He put up 21 against Kansas City, one of the worst defenses in the NFL. He put up 13 against Houston and 17 against Denver. So my point is, not only, on paper, they look great. I've never seen a team win anything on paper,
Thank
Sturge,
you very much.
Ever.
Thank you.
And you know,
Go ahead. I was just going to say, there's too many volatile things there. Now, the one guy that may be the glue on it that can keep it together is the head coach, Freddie Kitchens, but that's asking a whole lot for somebody who has never been a head coach in the NFL.
That was going to be my next point, and I'm glad you brought it up. I'm not saying he's going to be a good head coach or a bad head coach, but the problem for the Browns now is this. When you have so many different personalities, big, huge personalities, you need a proven head coach to lead those men. Mm-hmm. You need a Bill Parcells. You need a Bill Belichick that says, we don't put up with that nonsense. This is a team. It is not I first. There's no I in team. And I don't believe he has the personality to do that. Not that he has the personality. Let me take that back. I don't believe he has the experience to be able to step up and to do that. I don't believe the players are going to respect him enough. And that's where it could get all blown up. And like I said, first of all, the most important thing in the NFL is the quarterback position. He looked good, but he has not proven it. How many times, Sturge, take Dak Prescott, for example, has guys walked in the second year, they look completely different because the NFL defenses figure you out and they take away what you do best. After that, we find out what you really are. Well, let's wait and see on the Cleveland Browns, because it would not shock me to see them go 11-5 or 6-10.
I'm right there with you. I'm up. Great phone call there, Gator Dale. Listen, that's the thing. Sometimes, even as a parent, and I believe you are as well, you got to have a little cash in the bank, so to speak, for your child to look at you and want to listen to you. And that may be the case when it comes to this franchise with the Cleveland Browns. Now, the one guy that may be able to do it, just based on some things that I know from some people that know him, I have never met in his professional life Freddie Kitchens, but everybody was just, it's like, man, he's cool, calm, and collected. He's the definition of a glue gun, if you will, and we'll see. But I tell you what, if anybody's going to earn their paycheck in their first year as a head coach in the NFL this year, it is probably going to be that Freddie Kitchens, and it's going to be interesting, no doubt about it. All right, in Nashville, like we said earlier, I think I do think the Florida Gators have earned their bid to the NCAA tournament. They did what they had to do yesterday and get a big win. Well, guess what? They backed it up again today, earlier today. In the first game in Nashville, guess what? Florida upsets LSU. You know, first of all, one of the things I love about Twitter now is how we overreact to everything within a few minutes. And, you know, Twitter in the first half of that LSU-Florida game was like, oh, like anybody thought LSU was going to struggle without Will Wade. Well, by the second half, and you start making some adjustments, first of all, LSU hits a three-pointer with about 10 seconds left in the game to tie it up. You're like, crap, man, they're going to come back. And Florida comes down, ice water in the veins. They hit a three-pointer with a second left on the clock, and they win by three. So South Carolina is trailing Auburn as they come to the under 12 timeout. 12 minutes and 45 seconds left in the game. Auburn with a two-point lead. And what's weird about this is South Carolina is the higher seed, yet Auburn is the ranked team at number 22. Auburn 23-9 on the year. South Carolina 16-15. And interestingly enough, this was a tournament that I think it hurt South Carolina actually earning the double bid. By that, I mean they could have used this 1 year to play more games. And, you know, is what it is. But 16-15, you win, you get to 17-15. You almost got to win this tournament and get that automatic bid. So this one, the few years, I think it was actually a detriment for the Gamecocks in getting a double bye. They could have used one more chance when all said and done. And Diesel, let me ask you this. Jay Billis made a great comment last night, which is, should conference tournament results be factored in to the NCAA selection process? Because what this is now, and I've said it all week, it's dangerous for the Southern Conference to be out of sight, out of mind, because this is when the Power Five conferences, the Power Six in basketball, if you will, they have their tournaments and they get a chance to put notches in the belts that none of the mid-majors can. You see what I'm saying? They can go get two or three upset wins over ranked teams and, oh, wow, that looks good, and that's how they can end up getting one of those final bids. When it comes to a mid-major, I mean, the Southern Conference was an anomaly this year, but those teams don't get the opportunity to enhance their resume during their conference tournaments minus winning it all and getting the automatic bid. So should we even incorporate into the selection process these conference tournaments, because they aren't, in a day and age where everything's got to be fair for everybody, the reality is that they're not fair to the mid-majors and small leagues. So I thought that was an interesting point by Jay Billis to just throw, you know what, anything that happens after the final day of the regular season, potentially just throw it out outside of what's at stake, the automatic bid. Agree or disagree when it comes to that? Because that's been my problem for the Southern Conference, out of sight, out of mind.
Well, you're right. There really is no set standard of what the selection committee is looking at. Are they looking at your body of work, or are they looking at the tournament? And can the tournament, can a poor showing in your conference tournament eliminate your great regular season? Furman has a great regular season, but because they don't make it to the finals of the Southern Conference tournament, they might not stand a chance to get into the NCAA tournament, and that's unfortunate.
Now, we have asked the question to John I. Marino, the Southern Conference commissioner. You asked it to Mike Young when we had it on what should this conference do as far as waving the banner for more than one team. I tell you who's out there on social media waving that banner. Furman Athletic Director Mike Buddy. But, of course, he's got something at stake here because right now Furman's still listed as that last four in, that kind of thing. So there's still a chance with the soft bubble. But the unfortunate thing is now we look like we have a bid thief when it comes to the Florida Gators. So every one of those that gets stolen by the Floridas, that's going to hurt Furman. It's going to hurt UNC Greensboro, Belmont, Lipscomb. All four of those are mid-major programs that I think in this particular tournament deserve a chance to go display their skills. So yeah, the reality is it's not a perfect situation for everything. But what may be perfect, Diesel, if you look out there to the southwest, if you will, it's partly cloudy, but there's some light back there. So my buddy Gary McDaniel just hit me up from Doug Kingsmore Stadium. Sunshine's peeking through the clouds. They are set for a first pitch, 6 p.m., 13-3. Clemson Tigers ranked number 18 in the country, number 24, depending on what poll. They'll be taking on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Also down in Columbia, the Gamecocks get their SEC season open. They're going to be hosting the Georgia Bulldogs at Founders Park. Also, Furman on the road down in Charleston, not taking on the Citadel in a Southern Conference matchup, but taking on the College of Charleston there at Patriots Point. So there's your college baseball. You can hear game two as well as game three of the Clemson-Notre Dame series right here on ESPN Upstate this weekend. But we'll come back with our final 30 minutes, 844-GSP-ESPN. Remember the little story we told you about Pete Dye's wife suggesting the island hole for the green? Guess what? Tiger Woods was cussing her earlier today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.